Jerry Bader Show 926. A lot of people are asking, well, if Ted Cruz wasn't going to endorse, why show up at the convention? I agree, but I think it was, I actually put more of the blame on the Trump campaign. They had to know this was coming, and by all accounts, Trump did know what was in that speech. I don't blame Cruz for not being able to endorse him. But yeah, then I don't think you go there and pee on the parade. But I thought, overall, it was one of the best conservative speeches of the convention. And whether or not it hurts Cruz or helps him long-term, I think is tied to Donald Trump's fortunes. Alan in Wausau. Alan, go ahead.
Jerry, you've got to stop thinking in the box about Trump. Trump is not a politician. He's a businessman who's running for president. He doesn't care what Ted Cruz does or says. And I think it was magnanimous on Trump's part to let him speak. But Trump didn't care what he had to say.
Okay, here's another theory. Earl thinks it was a calculation by Trump because it will help him with Cruz supporters, making him sympathetic to Cruz supporters because Cruz was bad to him.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm just saying, don't think.
Well, Donald okay.
Trump is not a politician. You
okay,
can't
but and sometimes, Alan, some
on political terms, he's not a
but
politician.
He, yes, he is. Yeah, Alan, he is. He's running for office now, and he is a politician. Once you start playing football, you're a football player, and then you need to start thinking like a football player. Thanks a lot for the call. To Lewis on the road. Lewis, go ahead.
Hi, good morning, Jerry. I would agree that Ted Cruz gave a wonderful speech, and I also highly agree with what you said about him being human. He's dealing with a lot of unresolved anger, and it would hurt. It would cost Donald Trump essentially nothing to say, look, you know, what I did here was dishonorable to you and to your wife and to your father, and I'm sorry, and it was inappropriate, and, you know, I hope you'll forgive me and we'll move on. I mean, that's probably all it would take.
But Lewis, thanks a lot for the call. Unfortunately, we are flat out of time. More on this after the news. It's 9:29. All right, you folks in Sheboygan, it's crunch time. I've been telling you for over a week now, many of you know that I lost a lot of weight a couple of years ago through Proactive Weight Loss Solutions and have kept it off. And so many people ask, how'd you lose it? How do you keep it off? And I say, I can't explain. But Dr. Jason Litwin, DC of Proactive Weight Loss Solutions, can. Now, he's holding a session Tuesday, an informative meeting. There is no obligation. No one's going to ask you to sign anything, and dinner's included. It is at the Heritage House Event Center, the Bull in Sheboygan Falls. But to take part, you must call before 5 p.m. today. So if you're listening on WHBL in Sheboygan, you're interested, today's the day to call and get your reservation, which you need for Tuesday. 920-268-1386. Call 920-268-1386.
The Jerry Bader Show.